I just want to share for a few minutes with you some points about miracles, signs and wonders. And how many of you know that the devil's never done anything right? Do you know when he rebelled in heaven, he got thrown out of heaven. And he set a precedent. Anyone know what a precedent is? It's a record of an act that sets a guide for future acts of a similar kind. So he actually set a precedent of failure. So that means he cannot have the victory over you unless you give it to him. That's interesting, isn't it? The devil's a loser from the beginning and he's a loser now. So we've got a little sign we use in... how about that? Do we expect a miracle every day? We were born again in a Pentecostal church down in Slough in Berkshire, Sue and I. We used to sing a little song. I'm not going to sing it to you because I make a joyful noise. But it was expect a miracle every day, expect a miracle when you pray. If you expect it, God will find a way to perform a miracle for you each day. Great little song. We used to sing it a lot. And it's true, you know. We're moving in this time right now. There's so many things going on in the body of Christ. Miracles, signs and wonders. And it's going to increase. We're going to see it here, aren't we? We do see it here, don't we? You know, it was 8:03 when we prayed for Simone tonight. I don't know if anyone's texted to find out what's gone on there, but I believe she received her healing then. We all prayed. How can we believe it didn't happen? She's healed. She's going to go to work. She's going to use her right arm to write with. She's going to be... in business. We know we have an enemy who tries to stop us. Well, he's failed tonight, hasn't he?
That's right.
Simone is on course. She's healthy. She's well. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we've had a miracle. Some of you have had miracles here tonight, I'm sure. Anyone know? Anyone had one? Great. That's one person. Praise the Lord. We believe in miracles, don't we? Does anyone know what a miracle is? Somebody must know. I'll tell you then. A miracle is something that God does when all human agency fails, when all hope is lost, when all have given up, and when there is no way out, if it's impossible, when time has run out, when the need is desperate. He sees what we do not see. God sees that, you know, to God, a miracle is nothing. He can do it just as easy as anything. But to us, it seems to be a problem sometimes because we look at the natural, don't we? We look at what the doctors tell us. Now, thank God for doctors. Thank God for doctors. You know, I've been to doctors. You know, I've had surgery for a hernia operation, but I had a throat thing that the doctors told me was incurable. Well, I don't have it anymore because I had a miracle. God's a miracle working God. And we should expect to see more and more miracles. Expect a miracle every day. In all sorts of ways. You know, the power of God has been really strong here tonight. We were in the healing room on Wednesday night and we were just praying. We were desperate. We were crying out for God to do something, to bring his power, to fill the place with his glory. We've actually prayed in that lounge. We have prayed that the power of God and the presence of God will be so strong in that place that when people walk in that door, they'll be healed instantly. Amen. We've prayed, Sue and I, we started a few weeks ago. Every time we walk in the door of this church, we say, thank you, Lord, the glory of God is in this house. Yes. We say that. What do you speak out?
Yes.
We need to be saying this all the time, don't we?
My
wife prayed tonight. I felt the Lord was saying, leave it to Sue. Just let her go up there. Usually I'm the front man, aren't I? But, you know, she was amazing. And, you know, she's been doing a series at the men's and the women's homes on believers' authority. And we need to take our role. We have the victory because we're in Christ and Jesus won the victory, didn't he?
Yeah.
So nothing can stand against us. Remember, the enemy's a loser. He's a defeated foe. He's never won anything. He's always been defeated. He's always a loser. He's always going to lose. His end is in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
You know, he tried to have a go at Simone tonight, but that was, you know, he's lost. He's lost. Jesus is the healer. We thank God for the name of Jesus, don't we? The name of Jesus is higher than any other name. And you know, we all know that there's names in the Bible, isn't there? There's Jehovah, Tsekenu, our righteousness. You know, they're Old Testament names of God, aren't they? And they're all not found in the New Testament. Do you know why? Because they're all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. He is a name that is higher above every other name. God has seated him on high, far above every other name. His name is higher than any sickness, any disease, anything that comes against us, any debt. The church has been in debt for a while now, but that's a short-lived thing. Very soon, this church is going to come out of debt, and if anyone else is in debt in this church, that's going to happen too for them. Oh, I'm speaking from experience here because I'm in debt, but I'm not in debt to God. He's set me free. He's cleansed me. He's washed me from all my sin. So I've got no debt, really. Financial debt, it's nothing to God. Is it? We have a confession every day. We say, thank you, Lord, all our debts are cleared. Thank you, the church's debt is cleared. This church is going to move in such prosperity. You know, I know the Apostle Paul, he was a tent maker and he worked his way through a lot of things and he didn't need millions of dollars or millions of pounds to accomplish preaching the gospel. But at the same point, if you go to Indonesia, it's going to cost you for an air flight. If you go to the Philippines with Philip and Tracy, it's going to cost you an air flight, isn't it? So we need money in the kingdom of God, don't we? And thank God for CAPS. I thought that was great this morning. You know, this church is going to be a really prosperous church. In fact, I've heard people in the city say, oh, you go to that church, that's the rich church, isn't it? We're already known, this was 10 years ago, we were already known as the rich church. We are rich, we're rich in Jesus. And he wants us to be rich in all things. God has got no problem with us having wealth. Some people think that's a dirty word, but it's not. You know, we need to take authority over our you know, issues concerning health and wealth. And everything that happens in our lives is under our control. Quite often I hear people say, oh, well, this always happens to me. I thought, well, that's because you say it. We've got a neighbour, haven't we? And he's got a buckled eye. And I said to him, why don't you come to the healing ministry and get healed? No, that doesn't work. Well, it won't for him because he said so. Yeah. He has what he says. But we have the same power in our mouths as God had when he said, let there be light. Yes. We have that power. If we really believed it. My wife wants to add something to this.
Because we don't realise how powerful our words are. And in Proverbs 18:21, it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And sometimes I get people around me and they say, oh, my back's killing me. And one day, because I always stop them right there and then, but one day I say, when's your funeral? Just to make them think. Because it is, truly, if people only realise how powerful their words are, because we prophesy that over ourselves and over other people. And one day we'll be accountable for every word we speak. And that's why we're prophesying life and death.
Yes. Mm. Amen. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. My throat is good. I lost my voice once when I was starting to speak. And I said croakily, thank you, Lord, my voice. And I just carried on. It came clear again. So what you say. Happened to you last night, Alistair? Well, praise the Lord. What you say is so important. And you know, Sue was saying you can lay hands on yourself and pray for yourself. I'm sure we all know that. But it was brought home to me a while ago when I had a pain in my shoulder and I was in the bathroom, to be honest with you. And I said, Sue, lay hands on my shoulder and pray for me. She said, do it yourself. So I did and I was healed. Yeah. It works. If we start thinking about it, the reasons why it won't work, then it won't. Because you've already got on the devil's side, haven't you? You listen to what he's telling you, or circumstances. And you know, there's so many people in the Bible moved in miracles. It says in Acts 6:8, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. This is not just for Stephen, you know. God is no respecter of persons. God is the same yesterday, today and forever. What he did through Stephen, he can do through us. You want to see miracles? Sometimes you just got to do it. Just step out. You can initiate miracles yourself. God can initiate them as well. So many people wrought miracles in the Bible. Of course, the perfect example was Jesus. When Jesus ministered water into wine, his mum said to all the disciples, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And that's the key when you're walking in power of healing and miracle signs and wonders in these last days, is to be obedient. Sometimes it may sound stupid. I mean, can you imagine the Holy Spirit said to Jesus, pick up that mud, spit on it, rub it in this guy's eyes. How many of us would have done that? I think I'd have been thinking about this. I'd have been thought, Lord, he could have sued me. How many of us would really step out like that? I had an experience a number of years ago now where I was, I just got right with God. And I was on a trip somewhere to Banbury, I think it was, between Banbury and Oxford. And I came across this guy who, a road accident it was really. And it was at night. So I parked the van up. I saw this guy lying in the road with a lorry front wheel right up against his stomach. And I said, Lord, you've got to help me. And I didn't think of driving past. It was instantly the Holy Spirit sort of impressed on me that I had to stop. So I stopped. I went over to the other side of the road and I looked after this guy, and the lorry driver was just getting out of his cab. And I said, direct traffic, get someone at the other end of your lorry to direct traffic and send someone to the phone box that way, phone box the other way. And get an ambulance, fire brigade ambulance and police here, because it was one of those Del Boy wagons upside down. And there was petrol smell and the guy was hurt. So you need all three services, you see. And so I was just hanging on to this guy and he was crying out. He was coughing up blood and I had a coat on. And Sue would tell you, the coat was, all blood was all down the front on one side. This guy was seriously hurt, internal injuries. And I thought he was going to die. And a number of medical people on the scene said, yeah, he's got ruptured insides. He's going to die. And it's, you know, he's really in a bad state. And so, and I was just ministering to him, saying, you're going to be all right, mate. They're going to come soon, you know. And suddenly out of my spirit rose up this cry within me, not this one, Lord. That's all I said. It didn't make sense to me, those words, but that's the words that came out of me. And then after that was it. Suddenly the police, the fire brigade and the ambulance came, and they took care of the scene. And within 5 minutes, it was all over. And I said to the policeman leaving the scene, what was his name? And I found out his name, and he went to Banbury Hospital. This was about 10:30 at night. So I went home, told Sue, showed her the coat, and I had blood on my trousers too, told her the whole story. And the next morning at 9 o'clock, we phoned up the hospital. And I said, so-and-so came in last night. He was in a road accident between Oxford and Banbury. Can you tell me how he's doing? And there's a man of faith, you know, how is he doing? Anyway, she looked at the thing. She said, oh, yeah, he came in. He was supposed to be in a road accident. She said, but we examined him and we found nothing wrong with him. Miracles. And it was nothing to do with me. It was the Holy Spirit rising up inside of me that did it. You know, I can't claim anything like that. I know Jesus said, go and heal the sick. And we do by laying hands on people. And we see people healed, don't we? But this guy, it was a miracle. Yeah. You know, and it's not unusual, is it, really? We can all expect to see these things. You know, just, I did a message recently to the men's home and it was called Just Do It. And it was along these lines, you know, if God tells you to do something, don't think about it, just do it. Just do it. But we're so conditioned, aren't we, in the Western world that we think there's got to be a reason for it. We've got to intellectualize things instead of just getting on with the job. Yeah. And there's going to be so many opportunities for us in the future. What about all these people coming to food bank? Two days a week now. More people coming, more people with problems, more miracles needed. So people, we need to step up, don't we? There's going to be people stepping up. If we step up and step out, step up and step in, God's going to step out in us. And we're going to see these wonderful things happening, aren't we? And this is a time for rejoicing. These are the last days, folks, and we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a ball. Yeah, there's going to be problems. You know, the devil's not going to like it. He's going to try and come against us. But we have the victory, don't we?
Amen.
We are winners. And winners never quit, and quitters never win. So we are winners, aren't we? And Sue's just reminded me that if any of you are here and you want to stand in, you're standing in the gap for somebody else who's sick, we do have some prayer cloths and some anointing oil here, and we can pray with you after the service, okay? But I just want to finish up really and say that miracles, signs and wonders should be the normal thing. There should be, we should have this mindset that if nothing happens, what's wrong? We should expect to see things happen daily, on a daily basis, a miracle of some sort or the other. God's a miracle working God, isn't he? In the healing ministry, since we've started, we've had pretty well one person healed every single week. I'm sure it's not just us praying, there's other people praying too. But you know, there's been lots of testimonies. And there's a young lady in this room tonight, she says she's been greatly encouraged. She goes out and prays for people and sees them healed. Don't you? Teresa. Praise the Lord. So, I just wanted to encourage you that we can walk in miracles, signs and wonders in these last days. Amen. That's our business. The world's going to see this, and we're going to see so many people saved. You know, healing is for out there, isn't it? Yes, we get people healed when in the church, but we're meant to be a health centre where we go and take healing out into the world and see people healed. And you know, Brother Hagin used to say to us that healing is the dinner bell of the gospel. You get somebody healed and they've had a touch in their body, they're going to believe in God, and they're going to want to give their hearts and lives to Christ. And that's what it's about, isn't it? Getting people saved, introducing people to Jesus, giving people an encounter with Jesus. Yeah. And I think that's all I've got to say tonight, really. I could go on, but anyway, let's do it. Just do it.
Okay. I really had that in my heart too about the authority. You know, it's, you have a zone in which to operate. You exclude stuff. You keep it out. You use that authority you're as a believer, and so I really echo that. Okay, so how are you going to actually use this? You're going to make a decision. You know, I don't know about you, but the enemy makes you look at where you've prayed or where you've not seen something in the past. And I don't know about you, but my past doesn't control my future. So just because something didn't work once doesn't mean it's going to not work the next time. What it means actually is I haven't yet seen it operate in that area. And so I'm going to keep pushing in on some stuff. And in the name of Jesus, we take authority over all sickness being anywhere near our homes. We just place a word of authority over our households, over our kids, over our husbands, wives, over those that come into our home, those that are going out from our home. We speak the protection that is in the name of Jesus, that's in the blood of Jesus. Not just an external covering over doors and windows, but wherever we are, the blood prevails. We have authority over all the works of the enemy. And so we just remind you right now, devil, you have no place. The Lord commands his angels concerning us that we will not trip. So we speak to legs, we speak to heads, we speak to nervous systems, and we say no dizziness, no trips, no mishaps anymore in this church. We speak out over this church a new day. And as we just take authority over what's happened over Simone, we thank you that no others are going to have accidents and slips in Jesus' name. We speak health and strength. I thank you, Father, when people begin to slip, they will not hurt themselves. They will not have breaks. They won't have problems. But in Jesus' name, they'll catch themselves. That strength will return to their limbs and to every part of their being. That our children will not trip and have problems in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord. And the Lord serves his blessings to us. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Amen.